reggae, alternative indie, dance electronic, pop, hip hop, rap. Blimey, they're covering a lot of genres here. In fact, they don't do all of that in on this album. It's the new Trifecta album. You know the three of them. There's Nick Beggs, yes, of Kajagoogoo and now Modern Prog fame, and Alex Beggs and Howard. Life ain't nothing but a bubble. Very nice stuff. Adam Holzman and Craig Brundell. So it's well thought of, this band. Well thought of. And what you've really got is it's a fusion basis. And Nick Beggs is really busy at the moment because he's got a familial album, hasn't he? A familial album out, which is folky and gossamer thin with big harmonies. And this is actually a little bit sibling-like as well. The New Normal, it's called. There is a moment where, which is called Sibling Rivalry, and it's two brothers talking about, you're better at everything than I am. Well, you're quite good at tying your shoes, I said. Yeah, you do everything better than me. I bet you're even better at playing the didgeridoo, aren't you? Oh, don't be silly. Go on, have a go. And of course, the brother who isn't very good, and the brother who is very good, yeah. So it's fun, actually. I mean, you've got things like stroboscopic fennel soup, they talk about, which has a narrative in it, like Jar Wobble. You know, around, what's it called? That movie, is it called the, that album, is it called The Sun Also Rises? No, that's Ernest Hemingway, isn't it? What's it called? It's quite a lot of Ian Dury type narrative, but this is more like a Jar Wobble thing, you know? It's got a jazzy backing most of the time here. It sounds like fusion, low slung, groovy, very, very 70s. Stupid pop song, isn't at all. It's got harmonised sweetness, it knows exactly what it's doing, it's winking at you all the time. Backstabber, Bach, as in Johann Sebastian, Backstabber, has an ominous kind of creeping feel to it around the synths. But then you've got things like Wacky Backy, which has the percussion electric Joanna feel. It's got a calmness to it, which really works. It's fusion. Once Around the Sun With You is a lovely, folky, lilting, sweet piano feel. And they really, I mean, there's a lot of tracks here. There are about 16 or 17 tracks, I think, if I remember rightly. And it's a big offer. It gives you a lot of different stuff within that fusion and new prog basis, because new prog can be anything now. So new prog can be any of those things. Reggae, alternative, indie, dance, electronic, pop, hip-hop, rap. It can be any of those. And then we finish with On the Spectrum, which is piano and an ominous feel, which has a nice walking groove to it. It's beautifully played. Beautifully played. There was one point where they're having a discussion, and someone said, I don't really want to speak to you. I don't really want to be with you around you. Why? And in the end, he says one word, Kajagoogoo. It's got a real sense of fun. Really has. And it's got a drama to it as well. And an end of the pier feel, with a kind of 70s experimentation feel about it. When you could do anything, like Chinese Fire Drill, bass, light, tight jazz fusion with an atonal violin solo. You don't often get that sort of thing. And it's good to spend time with this if you like that 70s prog feel. If you don't, it ain't for you, because it's probably going to either mine one seam and you don't want that, or it's going to be going to too many places and you don't want to go there. I do want to go to any of those places, because you're going to get great postcards and probably a Kiss Me Quick hat as well. And that is something I haven't got. Ta-ta.